USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions across the country remain without power as another winter storm makes its way across the southern plains and towards the east coast. About 3.5 million people are still without, and the majority of them are in Texas. The president of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, Bill Magnus, said Wednesday that he hopes the power grid administrator will be able to at least partially restore power on Thursday. Also Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced orders to increase the supplies of natural gas available for power generation in the state.
Some natural gas produced in Texas is currently being shipped to locations outside of the state. I have, earlier today, issued an order effective today through February the 21st, requiring those producers that have been shipping to locations outside of Texas to instead sell that natural gas to Texas power generators.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the U.S. will financially support the World Health Organization and pay $200 million in assessed and current obligations. John Clemens has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
This is a reversal of what the Trump administration planned to do, leave the World Health Organization. Now Secretary of State Blinken made it official with a new administration.
It reflects our renewed commitment to ensuring the WHO has the support it needs to lead the global response to the pandemic, even as we work to reform it for the future.
A fact-finding mission from the World Health Organization recently returned from Wuhan, China, where the outbreak first began, complaining they were not given the information they needed to complete their investigation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And 8 people have been injured in a shooting near a transit station in northern Philadelphia. Police say one person has been taken into custody, but have not yet said what they believe that person's involvement in the shooting to be. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Federal officials are warning Americans to be on the lookout for counterfeit N95 masks. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Wednesday they'd seized counterfeit masks over the last several weeks, masks that were intended for use in hospitals and medical facilities in 12 states.
That over the last few weeks, Homeland Security Investigations, the criminal investigative arm of ICE, has seized over 11 million counterfeit N95 respirators intended to be used by frontline healthcare workers throughout the nation. That includes a seizure earlier today with special agents of Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI as it is commonly known, of seizing more than 1 million counterfeit masks as part of an ongoing investigation into a criminal enterprise distributing counterfeit masks throughout the United States.
The masks were discovered in facilities like the Cleveland Clinic and the Minnesota Department of Health, and nearly 2 million counterfeits were located in 40 hospitals in Washington State. And former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow announced Wednesday he'd be hanging up his baseball spikes. Tebow returned to the Diamond in 2016, playing 4 seasons in the New York Mets minor league system. He spent the 2019 season at the Mets' AAA club in Syracuse, one step away from the majors. Tebow finished his time in baseball a career .222 hitter with 18 home runs and 109 RBIs. In a statement, Tebow thanked the Mets organization and his teammates, saying that he currently felt called in other directions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.